Local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, all that and a whole lot more on the way this hour on Mobile Mornings. By the way, too, thank you, Randy, one of the many that's nominated Governor Ivey's high-stepping turkeys for the Alabamian of the Year nomination. I'd like to point out, too, Randy went to Voss from Mobile, but he's pastoring in a church in Indiana. He says, thanks for being on TuneIn Radio. Keeps me close to home. Reminder there, whether you're just down the block or you're in Indiana or wherever you get a signal on your smartphone, you can listen to FM Talk 106.5 streaming live with the TuneIn Radio app. Works for Apple or Android. It is a free download, and it's a pretty darn solid app. I've been using it now probably 6-7 years, and it's never let me down. Also has a feature that if you get a call or text coming in, it'll pause the audio. You can deal with the call, and you can return to the show right where you left it. Check it out. It's called TuneIn Radio. Free download from your Google Play or your iTunes store. Dr. Bill's forecast on the way. First, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center Mobile Police Department, state troopers are clear. You've got some heavier traffic off of Old Shell, Moffitt, and 65, but so far, no major backups or delays. Airport, Schillinger, Cottage Hill, Government, 65, looking good from Tillman's Corner and Theodore, and again, that ride coming in from Daphne and Spanish Ford across the Bayway haven't had any delays. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile offering you the Spring Hill Advantage, your trade-in value, and out-the-door pricing in 30 minutes or less. See them at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the upper 50s. Tonight, mostly clear and chilly with lows in the mid-30s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and mild with afternoon readings in the lower 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
7:08, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings, 35 now at our studios, heading for a high in the 50s again, says Dr. Bill. Rain moving in by later this week. Full discussion coming up at 7:35. Right now, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, sir. Good Tuesday morning, everyone. Happening today, former U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions, he will speak to the Montgomery Area Chamber of Commerce, happening today at the annual conference, which will be at the Renaissance Hotel and Conference Center. You'll recall Mr. Sessions resigned at the request of President Trump one day after the November 6th midterm election, even though he was one of the first big names to stump for the then candidate. Now, despite implementing policies pertaining to illegal immigration, which is a subject Mr. Trump has made his priority, the former AG fell out of favor with the president after recusing himself from the current investigation into the Russian interference into the 2016 election. So that leaves the big question as to will he or won't he run for Senate in 2020. Currently, Senator Doug Jones, he won that seat and is a senator, won that seat in that special election. In an interview last week with Politico, the 71-year-old Sessions says he did not miss being in the Senate and said he planned to spend some time, quote, clearing his brain in Alabama before announcing a decision about his plans. Let me just throw it out there that when the AG clears his brain and he makes his decision, come on the show here. We would love to have
always
you, right?
Always open invitation.
That's right, on Mobile Mornings. Love to hear from you. Two women arrested in two separate incidents at the Stanton Correctional Facility in Elmore County on Sunday, Delisha Sweet and Donna Stewart, taken into custody. Alabama Department of Corrections officials confirmed that the 46-year-old Sweet from Enterprise was arrested when a correctional officer found marijuana on her. She was visiting an inmate at the time of her arrest and was charged with promoting prison contraband and possession of marijuana. And then 51-year-old Stewart of Brookwood, she was arrested after correctional officers found a package containing a controlled substance in possession of an inmate that she was visiting. Stewart did admit to giving the controlled substance to the inmate during the visit, and she was charged with promoting prison contraband. Both women were taken to the Elmore County Jail following their arrest. Our next news update, going to tell you why Google is not having a good day today. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. And it is getting crunch time, or close to crunch time, for Christmas gift buying. Let me help you out. If you've got a man or men on your list that you find nearly impossible to buy a gift for, but you want to get something that they're going to use, they're going to appreciate, they're going to remember you for, I got a suggestion. And that is shaving with Harry's. I've been doing that 3 years plus now. Harry's makes long-lasting quality products, super reasonable prices. I've told you over the time how much you save just on the blades. They're $2 each compared to $4 or more you're paying right now at the grocery store or at the pharmacy to pick those up. And right now, Harry's is especially set up for Christmas giving. They have ready-to-gift sets. They come in a handsome gift box. Gift sets starting at just $10 with 100% quality guarantee. Special offer for y'all, we partnered with Harry's to give you $5 off any of their shave sets, including their limited edition holiday sets. When you go to harrys.com and enter our code MOBILE at checkout, you'll get free shipping. But this is a limited time. I'll tell you about that in a second. This offer is for new and returning customers and is only available for the holidays. Each Harry's shaving set comes with that ergonomic weighted handle, which feels great in your hand. Option to have that engraved. That's a nice touch for a gift. Plus German-engineered five-blade cartridges that provide a close, comfortable shave, foaming shave gel for that rich lather, and a travel cover to protect your blades. All coming in a handsome holiday gift box, you hear me? In other words, you don't have to wrap it. And if you want something for yourself while you're there, that's cool. Redeem a Harry's trial offer to experience the quality of the shave before you commit. To get your holiday shopping done early, go to harrys.com. And listen, free shipping ends on December 12th. That is tomorrow, right? Yes, December 12th. So act now. Go to harrys.com and enter our code MOBILE to get $5 off any shave set while supplies last. It's harrys.com. Make sure to use our code MOBILE. 12 minutes after 7 o'clock, we'll check in with News 5 next.
Admit it. When someone talks about working hard, it's you they're picturing, isn't it? Spending the time, sweating the details. All you need now is the equipment. And now's the best time to get down to your local Cat rental store and get your hands on not just the best equipment in the business, but one of the best deals in the business, too. That's because from now through the end of January, we're offering 0% financing for 60 months. Yep, an offer that works as hard as you do. And in addition to 0% for 60 months, you also get our free, standard, 2-year warranty on many of our compact equipment models. Hard to believe, even harder to pass up. So what are you waiting for? A wake-up call? Well, there you go. Head down to your Thompson Cat rental store or visit thompsoncat.com for details. But do it before January 31st. Thompson, just like you, we have what it takes.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Mobile's semi-pro football team will dedicate its season to a father shot and killed over the weekend. The team will wear a number 90 decal on their helmets to honor 30-year-old Jamal Chambers. Here's what the team's general manager had to say.
Tell you, one of the kindest person that you ever met in your life. Came to practice with a willing attitude, smile. I mean, make everybody laugh.
Chambers was killed Friday in the Trinity Gardens area of Pritchard. The Mobile City Council will meet this morning with its attorney to discuss a legal strategy against Mayor Sandy Stimson. Stimson sued the council last week over the hiring of a public relations consultant. The mayor argues only his office has the power to create city jobs. A new report suggests Alabama has the deadliest prisons in the country. According to Montgomery-based nonprofit, 18 inmates have been killed in the state's prisons since October 2016. Department of Corrections spokesperson Bob Horton blamed a shortage of staff and overcrowded prisons. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
So why do teenagers play high school sports?
My reason why is a sense of purpose.
My reason why is to inspire others.
One reason student athletes seldom mention is to get an athletic scholarship. They know that only 2% of all high school athletes are awarded a sports scholarship. So why do they play?
My reason why is friendship.
Tell us your reason using the hashtag MyReasonWhy.
This message presented by the NFHS and the Alabama High School Athletic Association.
Good morning, quarter after 7 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Last night on Monday Night Football, the Seattle Seahawks used a smothering defense and some very bright jerseys to beat the Minnesota Vikings 21-7 in Seattle. Neither team's offense could get anything going for most of the night. Score was 3-0 Seattle entering the fourth quarter. Seahawks kicker Sebastian Janikowski kicked a 35-yard field goal to extend the lead to 6-0. And after that, the Vikings began having an easier time moving the ball, but they twice entered Seattle's end of the field and twice came away without points. One drive, the Seahawks stopped the Vikings on 4th and goal from the 1-yard line. The next Minnesota drive ended with a Seattle linebacker Bobby Wagner block of a 47-yard field goal attempt with 5.5 minutes left in the game.
As a flag comes down, and it was Bobby Wagner. Who else?
The next drive ended with a Seattle touchdown on a 2-yard rush from running back Chris Carson. Seahawks added a 2-point conversion to stretch the lead to 14-0. And then to pad the score, the Seahawks defense came up big once again, returning a fumble 29 yards for a touchdown to go up 21-0.
Pressure ball is out and scooped up as Seattle's Justin Coleman on the return.
Minnesota avoided the shutout and probably won some fantasy games for people with a Dalvin Cook touchdown on the next drive, but their postseason hopes are now shot as the Vikings' record falls to 6-6-1. The Seahawks, meanwhile, are now 8-5 and have a pretty good hold on a wild card spot in the NFC playoffs. The Oakland Raiders announced Monday that the team has fired general manager Reggie McKenzie, effective immediately. McKenzie's been the Raiders GM since 2012. Raiders went 39-70 during that time span, 29th in the NFL. The Associated Press All-American teams were announced yesterday, and like many of the other awards given out this season, Alabama and the SEC are on top. The Crimson Tide had 6 players chosen to the 3 All-American teams. That's more than any other school. Number 2 Clemson has 3 first-teamers. Number 4 Oklahoma has 2 All-Americans, including quarterback and Heisman Trophy winner Kyler Murray, who won the first-team quarterback spot. And number 3-ranked Notre Dame had 1 All-American. The Tide placed 2 players on each side of the ball on the first team, with Outland Trophy winner Quinnen Williams highlighting the defense. Receiver Jerry Jeudy, offensive tackle Jonah Williams, and safety Deontay Thompson also made the first team, while Tua Tagovailoa was the second-team quarterback. LSU had 2 first-team All-Americans, linebacker Devin White and safety Grant Delpit. Kentucky placed 2 players on the first team, linebacker Josh Allen and guard Bunchy Stallings. Wildcats have not had an AP All-American since Derek Abney back in 2002. Mississippi State and Texas A&M each had 3 overall selections on the 3 teams, and the SEC led all conferences with 11 players chosen as first-team All-Americans. The next closest conference was the ACC with 5. 717 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for.
As the end of the year approaches, be reminded that business expense deductions for meals and entertainment have changed. Before 2018, you could deduct up to 50% of entertainment expenses directly related to the active conduct of trade or business. The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017 eliminated the deductions for these expenses. However, you may continue to deduct 50% of the cost of business meals if you are present and the food or beverages are not considered lavish or extravagant. Business meals may be provided to current or potential customers, clients, consultants, or similar business contacts. Food and beverages provided during an entertainment event are not considered entertainment if purchased separately.
When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's BYERSCPA.com.
This information update brought to you by the Cart Doctor, selling new 2019 Yamaha and Star Street Legal carts, plus repairs, used carts, and rentals. The Cart Doctor at 5683 Highway 90 West in Theodore.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the upper 50s. Tonight, mostly clear and chilly with lows in the mid-30s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and mild with afternoon readings in the lower 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
The holidays are here, and D&K is your gifting headquarters with suits as low as $3 for $1.99. The holiday suit package with suit, shirt, and tie is only $99. All suits in stock $129 and up, including Ralph Lauren, Michael Kors, and more, are buy one, get one half off. Overcoats, shoes, sweaters, and more in stock at discount prices. Box tie and bow tie gift sets, buy one, get one free. And gift cards are available, too. Holiday party? D&K has you covered with new arrivals of seasonal sport coats and accessories. This holiday season, shop D&K on the Beltline today, 665-7350.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center traffic building coming into the Eastern Shore, Fairhope and Daphne, and across the Bayway. Hang on to the wheel. We've got some gusty winds again this morning, but from Airport Dolphin to Moffitt, 65, we look good. Got some radar along I-165 back up towards 65 in Pritchard, but no new wrecks in the roadways. It's Breakfast with Santa. Celebrate the magic of Christmas with Santa and his elves in the historic Crystal Ballroom inside the Battle House Hotel in downtown Mobile. Enjoy the delicious breakfast buffet this Saturday, the 15th. Dial 338-5441. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Thanks, Kane. 35 now at FM Talk 106.5. About 15 minutes away from a full weather discussion with Dr. Bill Williams. Right now, we'll check headlines with Kelly Finley.
Alrighty. Thank you very much. Good morning, everyone. A couple of business headlines which caught my attention and may interest you, as Verizon will buy out 6.8% of their workforce, or 10,400 employees, as part of a $10 billion cost-saving effort. This move comes after a few months after a new CEO has taken over with the goal of implementing the 5G technology. The last time Verizon offered buyouts was in 2003, and nearly twice as many employees took them up on the offer. And then there's Google, not having a good day today. They are shutting down their Google Plus 4 months earlier than they had originally planned after a new data leak was discovered. And today's the same day the CEO of Google will face Congress and talk about the accountability and transparency in terms of the tech giant services. Company says that they take privacy seriously and they plan to reconfirm their commitment to working with the U.S. government. And I want to remind you about December the 15th. That deadline is fast approaching if you're talking about the Affordable Care Act. That, of course, is your insurance, the health insurance on the marketplace. And the state says that fewer people are signing up this year than they did last year. So the open enrollment period for purchasing health insurance at healthcare.gov started November 1st and closes December the 15th. The healthcare.gov marketplace was created by the law passed in 2010 and is mostly tailored for people who do not have health insurance available through their employer or who need individual or family coverage. Many consumers can qualify for tax credits to help cover the cost of health insurance premiums. So the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services reported that 63,751 people in Alabama had purchased or renewed plans on healthcare.gov as of December. December 1st, that's about 9,000 fewer than this time last year. Now, if you live in Jefferson, Shelby, and Walker counties, you also can choose from Bright Health for your health insurance plans on the ACA marketplace. Otherwise, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Alabama is the main provider and offers 9 individual plans that comply with the ACA. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 722 FM Talk 106.5 from Chad Petrie over at WKRG.com. Says a brewing legal battle between members of the Mobile City Council and Mayor Sandy Stimson enters its next phase this morning. Council members meet today to discuss legal strategy following the mayor's lawsuit against the council. It started with the termination of City Council spokesperson Marion Steinfels. Late last week, the mayor announced that he was suing the council in order to assert his authority to run the executive branch of city government. This from the Twitter feed of Mayor Stimson. He had this to say. Well, there we go. We got to get the right cut there. And there we go. And he had this to say.
As your mayor, it is my responsibility to lead the executive branch of city government and to actually run the city. In recent weeks, there's been confusion that has been created about the powers that reside with the city council and that reside with the mayor's office. Actually, there's a fundamental difference of opinion in the interpretation of the law. Therefore, we have taken action and gone to the court system, hoping that they will resolve this issue. Our hope is that it'll be resolved amicably and it'll be resolved expeditiously. To have the confusion that's been going on as in recent weeks, it's costly unwieldy, and a waste of taxpayers' dollars. There's a tremendous amount of momentum in the city of Mobile right now, and we feel like that resolving this issue will only increase that momentum.
All right, that was from last week. Now, this morning, council members meet in an executive session at 10 at Government Plaza. That means no cameras, no microphones during the meeting. Well, will folks act differently when there aren't eyes watching?
It's like the Supreme Court.
Something like that. This comes prior to that scheduled retreat. Get this. They're getting ready to leave on. So they had this meeting. They have the and the mayor suing, the council suing. They have even a question, I think, Council Vice President, Acting President LaVon Manzi, had questioned whether the mayor's office, the administration, can spend over, I think the cap's like $7,500. So could the mayor's office even retain an attorney in this case because of that expenditure not being approved by the council? I mean, this is how passing like ships in the night they are right now. They're not on the same page. So they've got this lawsuit. Now they go for a 2-day retreat.
Awkward.
Big time. Big time. Right. Now, maybe good things can come of this. You know, like we've said in the past, when in the old days of the council members not getting together, remember I used to post up the picture of the Get Along t-shirt?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Or the Love Seat? You know, yes, the Get Along t-shirt where, like, siblings that are fighting, they get a big t-shirt and make them both get in it. You know, one has their left arm coming out, one has their right arm coming out, two heads out of the neck thing. And they have to stay like that until they can get along. Or, as my wife likes to talk about, she and her brother were forced to sit on a love seat in the house and hold hands until they could resolve their differences, which I have heard was very effective. Whatever it is, you got a 2-day retreat. At the same time, you have lawsuits out there. Now, you can argue that the lawsuits are just, they are to clarify and get more information, but there's got to be, I mean, there's obviously some issues with communication, to put it in all their words, going on right now with the council and the administration, and some friction as well. I would suggest maybe the benefit of this is that maybe they can come to some understanding. The danger of this is that it could lead to fisticuffs. I'd not say that.
Riddle me this. Okay. So the location of the retreat, how far is that from Mobile?
Well, I'm guessing where it would be. I don't know that for sure. In the past, they've had it in Clark County, some Stimson property up on the Alabama River.
Okay. So how many hours of drive time would you put?
Depends on hour 20 probably to get there. It depends on how much, you know, who's driving.
Right. So, okay. So do you think they're going to carpool? Because the conversation going there, from the GPS type conversation to did you fuel up, who brought this, who brought that, that could set the tone for the retreat.
While they did, they all go in a van.
Ooh.
A very small van that's just like
the church van?
Yeah, but not even as big as a church van. Maybe just a big minivan,
okay,
which is oxymoron.
Oh, that's tight. Yeah.
And put them in there, and then, you know, people got to climb over each other to get out of the door and stuff. I don't know. Maybe that will lead to some changes.
They do need to, you know, gather around the fire, get some s'mores, get some, I don't know, some hot dogs.
Yes.
Maybe a bottle of bourbon. Just work this thing out on the retreat.
Hot dogs and bourbon. Fix all.
Oh, man.
Hey, also, we had mentioned porch pirates in the news and been talking porch pirates with you. I've got another porch pirate story here. Now, I would say the very creative people on Twitter talked about porch pirate revenge and a way to clean out your house. And no offense to the great work being done by 1-800-GOT-JUNK, but they suggested you take all your junk and pack it in boxes, make it look like they've been delivered, put them on your front porch, wait for the porch pirates to come by and steal it, then you get rid of your junk that way. This story's a little bit different here, and it's out of Cincinnati. Here's what you have. 27-year-old Andrew Felix was caught on camera taking several boxes off people's porches in Cincinnati on Saturday. At least two people's doorbell cameras got clear shots of his face, and police arrested him the next day. Okay. So what did he end up trading his freedom for? What was in the boxes that he stole?
Do tell.
One of the packages he stole had women's clothing in it. That was the best thing he got. The other box contained a pair of gym shorts and a 27-pound bag of dog food and a half-gallon jug used for testing urine. The urine jug was part of a testing kit someone ordered to see if they could donate a kidney to their cousin, so now the cousin has to wait even longer to see if they're a match. Way to go, Andrew. Made his first court appearance on Sunday. It's not clear how much prison time he's facing, so there you go. Another porch pirate in the news. And Dr. Bill's on the way right after News 5.
That'll be pee-pee.
Pee-pee. That's right.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A man from Robertsdale is dead after he was hit by an SUV in Tennessee. The accident happened Sunday on Interstate 81 in Kingsport. 58-year-old Willie Taylor stopped on the shoulder of the interstate after his tractor-trailer broke down. A Dodge Journey hit a patch of snow and hit Taylor. He died at the scene. We are waiting to confirm the identity of a woman found dead along the banks of the Escambia River. The woman's body was found just a few miles from where Eva McBride disappeared a little over 2 weeks ago. Investigators have been searching the east side of Flomaton for the 74-year-old. Fairhope City Council delayed a decision on an ordinance that would have allowed people to carry alcohol outside in the downtown area. The ordinance establishes an entertainment district allowing alcohol in marked cups during special events. Councilman Jay Robinson.
It needs to be more finite and concrete so that our police department knows exactly what the police department and our restaurants know exactly what they're getting into.
For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Wrap up savings at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Matching rebates up to $400 on all Browning Pro Steel safes in stock. The right Browning safe at the right price till December 31st at Mike Ward's. Just look for the giant yellow safe at I-65 and Moffitt in Mobile. Waiting to buy a Liberty safe from Ward's? Well, now's the time to purchase with 0% interest for 18 months with approved credit. Take advantage of this offer through December 31st. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, I-65 and Moffitt Road. Just look for the giant yellow safe.
Just a few hours before he's scheduled to meet with Democratic congressional leaders to work on a budget deal, President Trump is lashing out on Twitter. Trump saying he'll go around Congress and have the U.S. military build his southern border wall if Congress doesn't give him the funds to start construction. Bloomberg News is reporting China is moving toward cutting its trade war tariffs on imported U.S.-made cars from 40 to 15%. No reaction yet from the White House. Accused Russian spy Marina Butina has a court hearing tomorrow where her lawyers are expected to announce she's agreed to a plea deal and is no longer pleading not guilty. More from Sarah Murray.
This deal is not final. It won't be until she appears in court. They introduce that plea and the judge accepts it. But it means she's poised to plead guilty on at least one of the charges she's facing.
Pre-market trading on Wall Street 1 hour before the opening bell points to a good day. Stock futures showing large gains across the boards. The Dow is up 208, the NASDAQ 76. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Yes, millennials do like to drive. According to insurer Hagerty, 81% of millennials surveyed say they like, love, or are passionate about driving, which is not much different from Generation X or baby boomers. And despite the increased use of ride-sharing services and a move toward autonomous vehicles, 77% of millennials say they prefer to drive themselves. WPP will spend $382 million over 3 years and cut 2,500 jobs. As new boss Mark Reed seeks to return the world's biggest advertising group to growth, the British company, owner of the JWT and Ogilvy agencies, lost its founder and 40% of its value in the last year. The Fearless Girl statue that inspired millions with a message of female empowerment has been installed at her new home in front of the New York Stock Exchange. Crude oil sharply higher, trading at $51.52 a barrel on Wall Street. Futures are also sharply higher. That's Your Money Now.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-569-2121. That's 800-569-2121. 800-569-2121. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleinschrodt and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
735 FM Talk 106.5. Another chilly start this morning, Dr. Bill.
Yeah, we're down in the 30s, and we're going to do it again tonight. Big difference, though, today compared to yesterday. Yesterday, the cloud just stayed around, and we only got up to about 50 degrees for the high temperature. Well, today, we're going to have plenty of sunshine, and it will be a little warmer. Look for about 58 degrees for this afternoon. 58 sounds warm compared to yesterday, but that's still well below normal. Now, tonight, under clear skies, we will cool down into the mid-30s. Some areas could be at or near that freezing point tomorrow morning. And then tomorrow, we do definitely a warm-up tomorrow. Mostly sunny and up to 62 degrees tomorrow afternoon. Now, after that, we're going to have to contend with some rain because a storm system will move out of the Great Plains and eventually move right across Arkansas and northern portions of Mississippi and Alabama as we get into Friday. And so for Thursday, it'll be cloudy with a good chance for showers and temperatures in the upper 60s. Showers are likely Thursday night. And then on Friday, things improve. We'll see some showers mainly in the morning on Friday. It'll be mostly cloudy and high near 60 degrees. And this sets us up for the weekend. We'll get the rain over with Thursday and Thursday night, and a little bit early Friday. And then Saturday should be mostly sunny, upper 50s, and Sunday mostly sunny again, and a high in the low 60s. So this time we're going to see a good weekend, good weather for both Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, it's about time. I'm ready for that. What about this? It is. We've had some rainy weekends. What about Thursday with this rain? Is it bringing any severe weather with it?
I don't see anything right now. There's a possibility we could see a few thunderstorms develop, but most of it will be rain. And the major portion of that rain will be Thursday afternoon and through Thursday night.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. You know, we've mentioned this retreat coming up with members of the City Council and the administration. Travis says, yeah, the van idea is a great idea. He said the van is a great idea. Let the mayor drive, and if any arguments break out, he can look in the mirror with angry eyes and say, don't make me pull this van over. 737, we'll check traffic next.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, I talked to Tulane University economist Peter Ricciuti on the state of our economy today. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hello, I'm Tamara Petrie. Whether you're buying or selling a home, I have the skills and experience you'll need to get the most out of your next real estate transaction. Call today, 251-689-9880. You'll be glad you did.
Tulane University economist Peter Ricciuti predicts that the United States will continue to kick tails and take names. But, he says, that will start again after these silly tariffs finally go away. Peter offers insight into how the U.S. economy is doing, drills down into the economy of the Deep South, and specifically, the oil and gas businesses that are so important to our region. Finally, based on the stock market, Peter says we'd better get ready for a wild ride next summer. For more, listen Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
Yeah.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center Mobile Police Department, now working any new accidents. State troopers are northbound on Snow Road right in front of MGM School. It's going to be slowing up traffic. That's an accident without injuries. Got some gusty winds again across the Bayway and the Causeway, but a smooth ride westbound lanes along I-10 coming in from the Eastern Shore. 7 decades of football. That makes the ideal stocking stuffer. Get tickets to the 70th annual Reese's Senior Bowl on January 26th. On sale now at Senior Bowl headquarters downtown or at SeniorBowl.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 740 FM Talk 106.5. And time to check headlines. Here is Kelly Finley.
Alrighty, thank you. A grown man thinking he was soliciting a child for intercourse has been arrested. Happened this weekend. The Walton County Sheriff's Office in Florida arrested Jason Michael Sherritt. Between October 25th and December 7th, this man engaged with an undercover officer chit-chatting through social media that account he thought belonged to a 13-year-old female. This man is charged with using a computer to solicit a child for sex. Sherritt is also charged with 2 counts of transmitting harmful material to a minor and using a communication device to facilitate a felony. All 4 charges are felonies in the state of Florida. He was arrested and booked into the Walton County Jail on Saturday. He received a $25,000 bond and released the next day. If you need your emotional support animal with you on your next flight and that flight is longer than 8 hours, Delta Airlines is not flying the friendliest of skies for you. And if your service animal happens to be a dog, well, there are rules that are changing as well in that department. You see, neither support animals nor trained service animals will be allowed on any Delta flights if they are under 4 months old. Delta confirmed that these changes kick in December the 18th, so you've got 7 more days, unless there are some exceptions. They will be made until February the 1st for customers who have already purchased their ticket and requested to bring on board a support animal. So why the rule changes, you ask? Well, airlines say more animals are boarding their planes and they're having some bad behavior. Okay, not only relieving themselves on the plane, mm-hmm. but biting other animals, and in one case, a Delta passenger. So you fill out the form to travel with your support animal if you want them on board with you, and that ultimately allows you to avoid the pet carriage fees. So be mindful of that before you make your next family vacation plans. Just know what the airlines do and do not allow. No biting, though. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. And Christmas creep. Have you heard that does mean somebody at Christmas who's creepy. it's the advancement of the Christmas season. We were talking about it just this year. It moves, you know, from December, moved into November. Decorations up in October.
It's like TLC creep.
Yes, there's no different. This is creep like the verb, not the noun. A story from QZ.com says, measuring Christmas creep through All I Want for Christmas Is You. Mm. Okay. Of course, the Mariah Carey song.
I may or may not have that CD in the car.
Oh, my gosh. Please, I'm going to stay away from your car now. So Christmas creep is the way the holiday season seems to come a little bit earlier every year. The date when Christmas lights appear and, you know, this stuff shows up in stores and all that's a Christmas creep. And I think we documented it as far back as October, didn't we, this year?
That sounds about right.
Using some research here done by The Economist paper, it says Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You is one of the most popular songs of all time. What is wrong? That's one of the signs of the apocalypse, I think. According to The Economist, the song has already netted Carey more than $60 million in royalties, oof. And it only seems to be getting bigger. Come holiday times, Carey's Christmas anthem shoots up the Billboard Hot 100, the American industry, a music industry standard ranking for popular songs in a given week.
Do you know I heard that she wrote that in 15 minutes?
Yep, that's true. Mm. And she and Tommy Mottola.
Mm-hmm. Mottola. That was in her husband.
Yes, and gosh, the Tommy Mottola stories. Do we have some time we could do those? But this continues. They're using this song to document when the Christmas creep is. So what they said is since 2012, when Billboard magazine changed their rules to allow older songs to appear on the charts, the date that Mariah Carey's Christmas anthem plays arrives a little sooner each year.
Oh.
In 2018, the song has charted earlier than ever, appearing at number 29 on the rankings for the week of November 16th through 22nd. So the show, I mean, the song was playing enough that it was ranking on the Billboard charts before 16th through 22nd is what? Before Thanksgiving.
Unbelievable.
Before Thanksgiving. So if you're looking for some, you know, some actual documentable way to talk about Christmas creep, they're saying, look at the All I Want for Christmas Is You showing up on the charts. As of, like, in 2012, it showed up the week of the December 7th through 13th. In 2013, the week of the 6th through 12th. In 2014, the December 5th through 11th week. 2016, December 4th through 10th. 2017, December 2nd through 8th. And then this year, November 16th through 22nd.
So how long until they have Halloween music going with this one?
There it is.
Wow.
So this song was ranking on the Billboard charts middle of last month. And you think Christmas creep is a conspiracy theory? Nah. It's real, y'all. And the struggle's real. And yes, I will be the first time I've heard this song this year, thank goodness. But
what?
Yeah. Coming right back. More Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Perfect gift for that do-it-yourselfer on your list.
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it. Including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Mobile's semi-pro football team will dedicate its season to a father shot and killed over the weekend. The team will wear a number 90 decal on their helmets to honor 30-year-old Jamal Chambers. Here's what the team's general manager had to say.
Tell you, one of the kindest person that you ever met in your life. Came to practice with a willing attitude, smile. I mean, made everybody laugh.
Chambers was killed Friday in the Trinity Gardens area of Pritchard. The Mobile City Council will meet this morning with its attorney to discuss a legal strategy against Mayor Sandy Stimson. Stimson sued the council last week over the hiring of a public relations consultant. The mayor argues only his office has the power to create city jobs. A new report suggests Alabama has the deadliest prisons in the country. According to Montgomery-based nonprofit, 18 inmates have been killed in the state's prisons since October 2016. Department of Corrections spokesperson Bob Horton blamed a shortage of staff and overcrowded prisons. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
Good morning, 7:48 here on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. On Monday Night Football, the Seattle Seahawks used a smothering defense and some very, very bright jerseys to beat the Minnesota Vikings 21-7 in Seattle. Neither team's offense could get anything going for most of the night. Score was 3-0 Seattle entering the fourth quarter. Seahawks kicker Sebastian Janikowski kicked a 35-yard field goal to extend that lead to 6-0. After that, the Vikings began having an easier time moving the ball, but twice entered Seattle's end of the field and twice came away without points. One drive, the Seahawks stopped the Vikings on fourth and goal from the 1-yard line. The next Minnesota drive ended with Seattle linebacker Bobby Wagner blocking a 47-yard field goal attempt with 5.5 minutes left in the game.
as a flag comes down, and it was Bobby Wagner. Who else?
The next drive ended with a Seattle touchdown on a 2-yard rush from running back Chris Carson. The Seahawks added a 2-point conversion to stretch the lead to 14-0. And then to pad the score, the Seahawks defense came up big once again, returning a fumble 29 yards for a touchdown to go up 21-0.
Pressure ball is out and scooped up as Seattle's Justin Coleman on the return, and he's going to score with it.
Minnesota did avoid the shutout with a Dalvin Cook touchdown on the next drive, but their postseason hopes are now basically non-existent as the Vikings' record falls to 6-6-1. The Seahawks, meanwhile, are now 8-5 and have a pretty good hold on a wild card spot in the NFC playoffs. The Oakland Raiders announced Monday that the team has fired general manager Reggie McKenzie. McKenzie's been the Raiders GM since 2012. During that time span, the Raiders went 39-70. That's 29th in the NFL since 2012. The Associated Press All-American teams were announced yesterday, and like many of the other awards given out this season, Alabama and the SEC are on top. The Crimson Tide had 6 players chosen to the 3 All-American teams. That's more than any other school. Number 2-ranked Clemson has 3 first-teamers. Number 4-ranked Oklahoma has 2 All-Americans, including quarterback and Heisman Trophy winner Kyler Murray, who was named first-team quarterback. And number 3-ranked Notre Dame had 1 All-American. On the first team, the Tide placed 2 players on each side of the ball, with Outland Trophy winner Quinnen Williams highlighting the defense. Receiver Jerry Jeudy, offensive tackle Jonah Williams, and safety Deontay Thompson also made the first team, while Tua Tagovailoa was named the second team quarterback. LSU had 2 first team All-Americans, linebacker Devin White and safety Grant Delpit. Kentucky placed 2 players on the first team, linebacker Josh Allen and guard Bunchy Stallings. Wildcats have not had an AP All-American since receiver and kick returner Derek Abney back in 2002. Mississippi State and Texas A&M each had 3 overall selections on the 3 teams, and the SEC led all conferences with 11 players chosen as first team All-Americans. The next closest conference was the ACC with 5. 7:51 now, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Butch Cassidy's has happy hour Monday through Thursday from 3 until 7, featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel. Just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers not working any new accidents. Still northbound on Snow Road right by MGM. They've got an accident, but it's off to the side of the road. Traffic flow looks great across the Bayway and the Causeway. The delays continue near Dauphin, McGregor Airport, also along Old Shell and Spring Hill Avenue, but no other wrecks that'll slow you down. Create lasting family holiday memories by traveling to the Gulf Coast premier Christmas Tree Farm, Fish River Christmas Tree Farm in Silver Hill, Alabama. You'll love the manger scene with live animals. Santa's there, too. See them at Fish River Tree. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the upper 50s. Tonight, mostly clear and chilly with lows in the mid-30s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and mild with afternoon readings in the lower 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Atmore?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Atmore.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WindCreekAtmore.com for complete rules.
7:54 FM Talk 106.5. President Trump scrambling to find a new chief of staff after John Kelly's departure. Coming up next hour, Quinn Hillier wants to talk about one name here, Dave Bossy, who's been on the show. We'll talk about that. Also, a lot of other names have been bandied about. Chris Christie seems to be leading trends out there for who people think it'll be. We'll get in that discussion coming up in just a little bit. Plus, Time Magazine, I think they're copying us, but they've released this thing, their 2018 Person of the Year. We'll talk about that. And reminder, we are still getting your nominations for Alabamian of the Year. If you're new to this, we collect names here. The nomination process open. You go to our text line at 343-0106 or our Facebook page where there's a pinned status or the Twitter feed at FM Talk 106.5 and drop your nomination in for Alabamian of the Year. It can be a person. It can be a group of people. It's a critter. Sometimes it's
an event.
It's a thing, an event that most influenced the news cycle in the state of Alabama in 2018. We'll get those nominees up, and then starting very soon, we will seed them into brackets. You will vote, and we'll winnow down the list until we arrive at the Alabamian of the Year. We'll talk more about that next hour. Right now, let's talk headlines with Kelly.
Alrighty, thank you, Sean. Good morning, everyone. May we never forget the ultimate sacrifice so many have made for us and this country. On Monday, seven more names were added to the Fallen Heroes Memorial at the state capitol during a rededication of the memorial and wreath laying ceremony. It's been 6 years since the last ceremony. Governor Kay Ivey says, quote, "When we lay a wreath, we are signaling that we will never forget their sacrifices, and very importantly, we are showing our young people and future generations that they can never, ever take our freedoms for granted." Navy Operations Specialist Second Class Nahaman Lyons IV was being remembered. Navy Information Systems Tech First Class Marsha Ratchford. Army Specialist Michael S. Coate, Jr. Army Sergeant James L. Scalberg, Jr. Army Private First Class Julian L. Colvin. Army Private First Class Elroy D. A. Milliard. Army Lieutenant Timothy G. Santos, all remembered Monday at the ceremony. Closer to home, if you're familiar with the Dumb Waiter restaurant, saw this post on Instagram, thought I'd share it with you. They say this week we will be donating a portion of proceeds to the Berry family from our Fairhope location in memory of Caroline Berry. If you have the opportunity, please join us in blessing this wonderful family in their time of loss. Hashtag Fairhope Alabama, hashtag Spanish Fort, hashtag Daphne Alabama, hashtag Coastal Alabama. If you'd like to follow them, go to at Dumb Waiter Restaurant. This young lady passed away at the tender age. I mean, she's just a teenager. Happened this year, and she attended Spanish Fort, and she's being missed. It's hard for her family going into the Christmas season, so just be mindful of that. If you can spare some time and energy and head to the Dumb Waiter Restaurant. They have great Brussels sprouts, too. I just want to put that out there, Sean. Mm-hmm. How you feel about that? This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 7:57 FM Talk 106.5 coming up next hour. Turning up your voice at 343-0106. If we have time, I do want to get in. You know, we were talking about songs and Christmas songs. Dina Martin, Dean Martin's daughter, that's creative, Dina Martin, says her dad would be going insane about the debate over the song Baby It's Cold Outside. We'll talk about that debate and also play an alternate version that's been released out there, a safe for Tender Minds version. We'll get into that all coming up next hour right here on Mobile Mornings.